Okay, I just did a great version of the song. I had never played it before, and then I realized I hadn't hit the record button. Oh, I hate when that happens. So we'll try to muddle through it now. Hey, it's October 6th, 2013. And it's been a good day. I mean, I miss my wife. She's off in the United Kingdom, and I'm sitting here living in the not so united kingdom. Not so united so much that we shut our government down. Anyway, it's been a good day. I went running this morning. I actually went to Home Depot this afternoon and bought some stuff, and I'm working on a project in my wood shop, which I probably haven't done in 2 years. I, you know, got out all my tools and made a big pile of sawdust, so it's bound to be fabulous. And now I'm going to play some guitar, and I'm drinking beer. So all my favorite things led me to think I should do a song from The Sound of Music, something about raindrops on roses and stuff. But I decided against that because I started thinking about the government shutting down again. And this song, which I'm not really sure I know what it means, and I don't think anybody really knows what it means, and I don't think it matters what it means, but it has a few lines in it about the commander-in-chief and things of that nature. And you know what? We got a bunch of silly people running the government, and it doesn't matter which political party they belong to. They're all kind of nuts. They're playing this game. They're playing this game. It's a very expensive game. And when it's all over, all the people they're not paying to do their jobs right now, they're going to go back and pay them anyway. And then they're going to pay them again to do what they should have been doing while they weren't paying them before. All so that they can have a pissing match on the world stage. Anyway, this is a Bob Dylan song, and until about 10 minutes ago, I had never played it before. And now we're going to try again. Oh, my. It's called the Tombstone Blues. The sweet, pretty things are in bed now, of course. She hands down her wits to Jezebel the nun. She violently knits a bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with a tombstone blue. Says my advice is to not let the boys in. Now the medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. Walks with a swagger, says to the bride, stop all this weeping and swallow your pride. You will not die, it's not poison. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley. Torturing a thief, looks up at his hero, the commander-in-chief, saying, tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying, death to all those who would whimper and cry. Then dropping his barbell, he points to the sky, saying the sun's not yeller, it's chicken. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with a tombstone blue. on their tombstones and flatters their graves, puts the Pied Pipers in prison and fattens the slaves, then sends him out to the jungle. Gypsy Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out the camps with his faithful slave Pedro. We hand him E-Trans and a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. His daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I am in trouble with a tombstone blue. Geometry of innocence, flesh on the bone, causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. I wish I could give my brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of that hill, and I'd send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die there, happily ever after. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in trouble with a tombstone blue. When Maureen and Beethoven once unwrapped their bedroll, around the flagpole, and the National Bank at a profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home in the college. That was supposed to be the old folks' home in the college. Now I wish I could write you a melody so plain that would hold you forever from going insane, that could ease you and cool you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with a tombstone blue. About that, it was probably a little better the first time. I didn't bite my lip the first time in the middle of like the third verse and then stumble all over the words. Anyway, have a great week. I'll be at New York Comic Con this weekend, for those of you who will be there. I know all of you will. And I will be back in time to podcast next Sunday night, so stay close to your device, whatever it is. Maybe the government will be back open by then.